Welcome to our new podcast series, Advancing Nitrogen Smart, from University of Minnesota Extension and the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. Understanding how nitrogen behaves in the environment is more important than ever. When growers have access to unbiased, research-based information, they're better equipped to make their own farm-specific nitrogen management decisions. I'm here with Brad Carlson, Extension Educator. Brad, Minnesota farmers probably know you already. Tell us where Advancing Nitrogen Smart comes from and why the practice of nitrogen management is so important.
Well, Jack, I think a lot of, at least Minnesota farmers, are familiar with the Nitrogen Smart Education Program. We've been going on for about 8 or 9 years now. It's been a joint initiative between the University of Minnesota and Minnesota Corn. What we've strived to do over these years is talk about nitrogen as far as its fundamentals on how it behaves in the environment, what the recommendations are, what the research is that went into them, and then how best job we can, both for profitability and by reducing loss to the environment.
What kinds of topics are we going to cover for growers across Minnesota?
For instance, we can look forward to talking about nitrogen placement when it's the time of year when we're going to actually be applying nitrogen. We'll talk a little bit about side dressing early in the year and so forth. Maybe times of the year when it's a little less activity going on the nitrogen management front is a good time to talk about the nitrogen cycle and some other basic science that doesn't really change. So,
is this data only for Minnesota farmers, or does it apply more broadly?
There are certain things related to nitrogen and the environment that really are applicable anywhere, the nitrogen cycle, for instance. And there's other parts of what we'll be talking about that are applicable in Minnesota and in the upper Midwest as far as what the weather is like and how nitrogen fertilizer behaves and so forth. And then there's going to be other elements that really are very Minnesota specific. And so some of that related to our recommendations and the research that we're going to present and so forth really are Minnesota based. For instance, if you're in South Carolina and listening to this, this may not be the way it is in your state. We hope that you find this informative. As always, we encourage you to follow up with us with questions, comments, whatever you may have.
Who's going to join us?
Myself and Dan Kaiser, our nutrient management specialist here at University of Minnesota, have done the lion's share of development and presentation of these materials, but we're not alone. We've had other folks at the university and elsewhere have assisted us with these. And so while Dan and I will be the primary voices of this podcast series, we anticipate bringing in guests.
So it sounds like you're taking Advancing Nitrogen Smart Digital.
We know that there's people who doesn't work to make it to in-person meetings, and there's people who like this form of communications, and frankly, I like it too. So we thought we would branch out and do a podcast series. In addition to these podcasts, we also hope to be putting out a series of very short videos that will also have little nuggets of information in them.
This new Advancing Nitrogen Smart series is part of the University of Minnesota Extension Nutrient Management Podcast, and that can be found at nutrientmanagement.transistor.fm. You can watch our new videos on YouTube at UMN Crops. Advancing Nitrogen Smart is proud to be supported by the Farm Families of Minnesota and their Corn Checkoff investment through Minnesota Corn.